You have gotten to know John Maxwell, the person, as well as his philosophy of leadership. The 21 Laws was first published in 1998. I could see immediately how practical and applicable the laws were. They still are. For over 3 decades, John Maxwell has earned his reputation as a communicator. And as he says, communicators make the complex simple. Rather than an esoteric examination of leadership, this book is more like a foundational instruction manual. With each chapter, you will get to know individuals who did, or some who didn't, obey the laws in question. The law itself is defined clearly and simply. And, most importantly, John will give you specific steps for applying it to the leadership in your office, community, family, or church. John has told me regarding this revision that he was excited about the opportunity to include the lessons he has learned since the 21 Laws was first written. I know what he means. Leadership is not static, and neither should be books about it. I believe this revised edition will have an even greater impact than its predecessor. Laws have been updated, illustrations refined, and applications enhanced. The foundational leadership concepts have not been abandoned. Rather, they have been updated for a new generation of leaders. As good as the original was, this new edition is even better. If the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership is new to you, let me say that you are in for a treat. It will change the way you live and lead. As you listen, you will be encouraged and your ability to lead will expand. You will learn many new lessons as well as being reminded of truths that will serve you well. And by engaging in the new application activities, you will really sharpen your skills. I trust that you will enjoy and benefit from listening to this book, just as I did. In it, you will find absolutely amazing, inspiring leadership stories. Stephen R. Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, The 8th Habit, and Everyday Greatness.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, and I'm so pleased that we can be together as I read to you my book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. This is the 25th anniversary edition. And for me to come into your life and us spend a few hours together is very important. So thank you for being a part of our time. And I want to begin by just the introduction of this book. So let's get started. Every book is a conversation between the author and the individual reading it. Some people pick up a book hoping for a bit of encouragement. Some devour a book's information as if they were attending an intensive seminar. And others find in its pages a mentor that they can meet with on a daily basis, weekly, or even maybe monthly. The things I love about writing books is that it allows me to talk to many people that I will never personally meet. And that's why I made the decision in 1977 to become an author. I had a passion to add value to people who energized me to write. That passion still burns within me today. Few things are more rewarding to me than traveling and having someone I've never met before approach me to say, "Thank you. Your books have really helped me. It's why I write, and it's why I intend to continue writing." Despite the deep satisfaction of knowing that my books help people, there's also a great frustration that comes with being an author. Once a book is published, it freezes in time. If you and I know each other personally and we meet regularly to talk about leadership every time that we get together, I'd share with you something new that I'd learned. As a person, I continue to grow. I'm constantly reading. I'm analyzing my mistakes. I'm talking to excellent leaders to learn from them. Each time you and I were to sit down, I'd say, "You won't believe what I just learned." As a conference and event speaker, I often teach the principles I write about in my books, and I'm constantly updating my material. I use new stories. I refine ideas. And I often gain new insights as I stand in front of an audience. However, when I go back to books that